And welcome to the Expressway. I'm Charles, show me the way, here with the BT Express Military, and we are live at the Upper Montclair Country Club, hanging out with Rivals Golf Tournament. We are here to raise money for our servicemen, and I am excited to be here on location for the first time, BT. How about that?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day, too, man. You know, New Jersey, October 21st. Boy, man,
I
nearly snows on the ground in this time.
I know. I thought I was going to have my goose coat and everything else trying to hit a golf ball. I was worried, especially here in October. But I'm excited. Got a lot of great players we're going to have a chance to talk to. Unfortunately, we got to talk about some disappointing teams, New York teams. Giants and the Jets didn't do well last night.
Understatement, man.
And if you're a Giants fan, I'm like, what are you going to do? But, hey, if you're a Jets fan, I'm like, God, are we just as bad as the Jets? This shit.
Yeah,
like
who's worse? Who's worse? Who's worse? Think about it now.
I know.
Jets lose to Pittsburgh, look bad doing it. And then the Giants lose to the Eagles, a rivalry, and Saquon Barkley has a good game. But I want to say rivalry do good.
Man, I just had 200 yards. I mean, where were
any guys? They didn't play that much.
I know.
That was the number 14 playing a lot.
It was crazy. And so we're gonna talk about some Giants. We're gonna talk about some Jets. We're gonna also introduce to you some of the guys, the celebrities that are here. We got Pepper Johnson, OJ Anderson is here. We're gonna talk to Stephen Touchdown Maker Baker.
Yep.
Is here. Got a lot of people here. Bernie Kosar is here.
Yep.
Rel Buckley is here. My Florida State rivalry guy.
Maybe Ryan Hampton might be here too.
Yeah, so we got to
talk some running back.
Exactly, getting paid. And we got to talk to Bernie Kosar about how these quarterbacks are getting paid and not worth it. So
it's a shame. I saw Tua on the sideline in Miami cheering the guy on, like he was happy as heck. He made 50 million. 50 million's about what, 5 million a month or something like that?
I know. And the good thing is, I don't know if it's a good thing, bad thing, is they said that he may actually come back.
They say next week.
Yeah, so.
Now, what would you do? Because, you know, you had concussions before.
I know, but I was stupid, and I still play. I remember I said I would play for free. So, yeah.
I wouldn't believe that.
Well, we weren't making money back then. If I was making $40 million, I probably would have been setting my mind. And, like, let me collect this check. Keep collecting this check. But, no, it's different. But let's start talking about some Giants football. Obviously, yesterday's game was disappointing. If you're a Giants fan, very disappointing. Actually, more disappointing than the first 4 weeks of the season because they just couldn't do anything last night. At least in some of the games, defense played well, offense played well, special teams played well. There was always an opportunity for it to kind of highlight a bright point in the game. But last night,
well, tell me some bright spots. Let's be optimistic for the Giant fans. They look good in their uniform.
The field looked good.
The field looked good.
Yeah.
Brown was ready.
Crowd. Yeah, he had a lot of Eagles. You know,
just like the Cowboys fans.
Because I was on the field when it happened. When you lose, when you're losing, you're getting blown out. It's only Eagles fans.
Only.
And so,
that's all you can hear.
Yeah, it's all you can hear. You see the group of crowd gather behind their bench. And I'm like, man, I can't believe they come to our stadium and take it over. So you kind of hate that. And that's what you saw at the game, especially given the situation that there wasn't a game in the fourth quarter. And so, but I don't know. You tell me, it on the football field, I mean, the kicker, maybe the punter. The punter was decent. Didn't have any.
What I talk about every week is if the rush is coming on the quarterback, get rid of the ball sooner. I didn't think they went to that point, Danny Jones.
Yeah, I didn't even see Danny Jones try to
get out of the way. It's his athleticism, his quickness,
to prolong plays, extend plays. You didn't see that. He just sat in the pocket. And the one thing that I'm disappointed in
should be good
is the fact that they can't. The deep ball is like non-existent for the Giants. And when they do throw it, it doesn't even give the receiver a chance to make a play. And so, I think they only threw one deep pass, maybe two deep passes. If I missed it, maybe two deep passes.
Well, why did you not take Jalen Hyatt? He's a faster guy, one of the fastest guys on the team, and just throw it deep to him so to get the defensive backs to think that they're going to get beat deep. Why wouldn't they do that at least to give them a chance?
They don't like Jalen Wagon. I think, like you said, on many occasions, Jalen probably is still trying to understand the offense, trying to understand the schemes. And part of that may be because he's so young, and he has a difficult time learning the offense, understanding it.
Well, that's terrible. It's true.
I don't know, but I'm just.
It is true.
Just,
it's terrible. Yep. Makes sense.
That just because he's a young guy, maybe it's just taking him a little bit longer to adjust to the NFL game and their system. But I think there's a lot of, there's enough issues to go around for everybody. I don't think we put this all of Daniel Jones.
No, I can't.
Offensive line didn't perform well either.
Yeah, but see, there was a couple times where, okay, I feel that if he gets 3 seconds to throw the ball, he should do something with it. Either dump it off to the tight end. And I still thought that Theo Johnson is getting better as a tight end. He might be my one plus that I got on offense. Even Tracy didn't look as good as he usually looked before.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Singletary, maybe he's still coming back from the injury because he holds the ball a little tighter because he fumbled twice, in previous games. So I don't know what's happening. The bad thing is that, it's too soon to give up.
I think it is. You're absolutely right. It is too soon to give up. I think if you're a Giants fan, you hope that this was an anomaly and they can right the ship. Unfortunately, they play the Steelers next week.
Unfortunately.
And they, no matter.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. And it may be a bad ratings night for ABC. Yes. Because nobody may be watching the game. But when you look at what they did yesterday, 10 first downs to 20 first downs.
Wow. That's 2.5 and four.
Third down efficiency. Well, the Eagles didn't have a lot. They were 1 for 13. The Giants were at least 3 for 14. They beat them on third down conversions. But fourth down efficiency, Eagles 3 for 3. And in that bowl, I don't even think they had an opportunity to go to fourth down. I guess the first series,
yeah,
could have went forward on fourth down, but given the way the previous week worked out, I could see why Stephen didn't want to go forward because, look, let's try to take the points. But they blocked the field with.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, what do we say about Brian Daboll? Because I in the NFL season, as you know, you get better from week to week. I don't know if they're getting better. See, remember in the beginning, I thought they were getting better. But then yesterday was a setback for us.
It was, and that's when you start looking at the players. Are they still believing in the system? And that's when you start looking at the locker room. That game yesterday showed me that, is there something wrong with the locker room? Like, has the locker room lost confidence in Daniel Jones? Because they had been playing really good football up until yesterday. And so, at some point, something happened
between
last week and this week that makes you wonder, especially if you've been around football, makes you wonder what's going on.
Yeah, but you were talking to me before about looking at the body language of the league neighbors, and he looked like he might be disappointed.
Oh, frustrated. Frustrated. Like, you use the word frustrated because he's getting double teamed. There, a lot of other players have to step up. You're hoping Darius Slayton can make plays. Like we talked about it last week in our stock up and stock down. We said that he's evening out or trending down just because he wanted to be paid like a superstar filling over the season, wanted a contract extension, was thinking about holding out. Don't know why, but thinking about holding out. And so you want him to be somebody that can be that Robin to the neighbors, Batman.
To be able to help him in man-man situation.
And he didn't do that. He didn't do that, and so when you're not performing, when you're not doing the things that you need to do in order to make things run smoothly, it's hard for anybody to have success on there, let alone somebody that's struggling quarterback like Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but when they did buy, because they brought in the second string quarterback, he didn't do nothing. He didn't show. He barely knew what was going on because he had missed preseason because he hurt his ankle or something like that. So I don't know. He's not the answer either.
Yeah, you know what?
And don't tell me Danny DeVito.
He has, but at least he's exciting. He brings media out. At least people keep watching through the fourth quarter. But when I saw Drew Locke out there, you know, we look at how he played against us, and that might have been an aberration. We were just four last year when he played against us, because he was like an all-star quarterback. And so when I saw Drew Locke, I started having premonitions of the other homeboys.
The guy from Miami,
Yeah,
he went to
that
USC.
that we had.
He was the worst quarterback I've ever seen in my whole life.
But it's good. But you know what? We're gonna pause this discussion for a little bit. We got a special guest. All right, welcome back to the Expressway. I'm Charles Chevrolet here with the BTS First. We got one of I'm crazy. John linebacker Pepper Johnson is with us.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, we were talking before the show. We were just talking about this. You were here a long time with Belichick.
Years.
And so we were talking about how you think Jeremy was doing. That was one of your players you told me.
Yeah. I coached. Having a rough time, and situation, I think it's going to get better. They're still in the warming stages, and trying to feel some guys out. You know, one of the strongest things about is if those guys aren't willing to be the combination of working for themselves, making themselves better, and working for you. Yeah, you're not. I mean, you can sell to have them buy, but you're selling, then you're not going to have a lot of success. And one of the things right now, meaning since going through that, that's still public, that they're having a hard time because he's still trying to move those guys where he's been with me. And practice is very, very hard to get that done. So, I have to get into some few game situations, and I'm quite sure. Well, I know the man. He's learning as he's coaching.
It's hard though to follow a lot of people, and especially in the coaching profession. I know this is like one of those old and to take that, I know you want a job. Well, come on.
Exactly. Mayo is that guy there too. Like he has a jacket and shirt. He's in the Ring of Honor.
Yep.
I know he got a lot of pictures. He got a family in the building. And being behind those there there's no one really is. Yeah, takes that taking his place. So what him being there with them, he got to know a lot of players.
Yep.
And you know, and that was one of the keys that I tell people to Belichick's that he had opportunity a lot when they go out and get a job for the first time. He was winning the Patriots
in
so he got the and the team is coached by Bill Parcells. So not only his philosophy was in that building, he got to look into a few guys who got really a few guys on the team in the nucleus. So when he leaves and come back, whether you want to call it 2 years or 3 years, he already knew which players were out of the building and guys that he wanted to focus his team on. And then he did something different that he wasn't allowed to do. He fought and pat myself on the back. Guys like myself and a year later, Romeo Bell, but he got the greatest guys in to help him cope and those philosophy that he wanted. And boom, make that spawned a freaking legacy, you know, and those was a makeup for it. But now Mayo, he's responsible with it now because the day and era of the players is it's not as gritty as what we play.
Yeah, but they don't give, you know how it's said, they don't give black coaches time to decide that they're good.
Yeah.
Like the coach of Houston, he left after 1 year.
Yeah.
And I was kind of mad. You don't get your stuff together in 1 year.
Yeah.
And the other question was Belichick. And I've been known Belichick forever because, you know, I was with him when he came in the 1970s. He's always had a mind that was deeper than anybody else. Well prepared because his dad was a coach, etc. Did it hurt him by being negative to the media after practice. And after, if you watch him on TV, yeah, well, he don't want to. And I'm sitting here, this man deserves another. Yeah, you know, even though he's 7 years old, you watch him on TV now, his brain is still there.
No doubt.
Why?
I'm praying that you don't want him to take that OTM because I don't know if there's enough people out there to do what I was just saying to
give
to come in and
be myself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you have that. In today's era, players is acquiring a lot more. You know, I can laugh and high five and just that and other. But
Belichick's got a good personality. Yeah, he really does.
He's like a freaking hypocrite walking around. Like I said, the media, and now I'm sitting there watching and Coach is but this guy is up there. I mean, you the one knows more about football.
No, yeah.
I'm going to tell you all this. See, you know, you hear this, it's going to be bad when you get word of it. He's not telling the truth. Now, on TV, he's still not telling the truth. It might be, every now and then he gets the 60-65% range, but he's not. He's typical guys that if he was talking, if he was in his office, he'll be telling you, all right, you're going to do this and that too.
So, turn that to the time. You got a debate.
Nice.
Right? 4 weeks. Once I'm here to call him, they actually still play in call. And they play this back. Okay. Last week, I guess leading the whole team.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you've been in the locker room for a long time. Is it here? Or are you looking in the locker room?
Not the team in the scene.
What's the problem? Because they're asking me something.
Would you lie? Then you told
you. Is that I didn't get it when a guy go out and make some insane freaking penalty and he's going to get taken off the game.
And no one around them talking to them about this now. I'm going to be better than them and being to me the life of teaching because if they allowing this to happen, you allow this guy to know his thoughts and then get into a that's your name. You allow the wide receiver because he grabbed then you're going to have this. And going back to the chance, right? And there, the problem is you can't get a hold on negative, then I would never expect anyone. I would never expect a guy to make someone miss a tackle because. He wants to do besides being a you got some guys trying to miss a tackle because they want to do their dance. But I want to do my coach when I come over to the sideline to high five me or cross on me just because I did what we talked about.
Yes.
All week in the game. I mean, in practice and meetings.
Hey, Pep, well, I really appreciate you being part of our show and I wish you the best of success and continued good luck and best wishes to you. And I hope the Giants get back on this because, it reflects all.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take
go ahead. Yeah.
Voting into the 100 players and all that stuff. I want them to come out there like
gangsters.
To win the fucking game. Okay, you talking about one of those fucking daddy. You had 1 week left. I didn't give a care. Losing fucking. You lose that one. The emphasis on that game should have been as soon as they got the info. Back in January, when they got the info, every day I am putting emphasis. We bring him back. I can also this team. All the hell in the winds and all this stuff. That's you going to work. This is not just us. I don't care. We lose all our stages for the season. We win it. We win.
And ladies and gentlemen, Pepper Johnson, we represent the Giants star, rusher, and also University of Georgia after these messages.
And welcome back to the Expressway. I'm Charles Show Me the Way here with the BT Express, Billy Taylor. And we want to thank Pepper Johnson for hopping on the show for a brief minute, talking about his time in New England and giving us his insights on the Giants woes. And speaking of Giants woes, BT, this is our segment of Stock Up, Stock Down. We did ask Pep to who should be looking in the mirror. Should it be the players looking in the mirror, seeing what they could do, or should it be the coaches looking in the mirror and seeing what they can do? And as Pep being a coach, you know, he's going to always say coaches should be looking in the mirror. And since, you know, we're going to go with Stock Up and Stock Down, what better way to start than talking about our boy Danny Jones? And obviously, after being benched this past weekend against the Eagles, stock can't be too high. And I don't even know if anybody wants to buy that stock after last week. So I this is an obvious stock down. But what are your thoughts on that?
He definitely took a step back, Charles. You got to be straight up. Even though we're big Giant fans and stuff, he took a step back. My thing about it, I know we can say the offensive line, but see, I've always said, Charles, if a quarterback gets X amount of time to throw, he's got to figure out the pace of the game. If he has to get rid of the ball in 2 seconds, do that. He's a veteran quarterback. He should know that. Anytime he holds the ball too long and they get sacked, that's his fault. They had 6 sacks this past Sunday, and all of them were not linemen's fault. I think some of them, he was inaccurate throwing the ball. Some of the ball skipped to the receivers. He overthrew, underthrew, and I just thought he took a step back. I'm not going to chastise him totally, Charles, because the offensive line is included, but I don't care. If you're a veteran quarterback, just like we look at anybody else, you got to do what it takes to get the job done. He was stopped down.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But what do we need to do, or what does he need to do to at least start trending back in the right direction? Because, you know, it looked a little promising after the first couple of weeks. They didn't look too bad. It looked like he was starting to right the ship. He was running the ball a little bit more. He was using his athletic ability. But what happened this week?
Maybe he took a beating the last couple of weeks because he did get hit a lot, and maybe this is the game it accumulated of all the hits. But see, I didn't see the same quarterback because I defended him every single week that, you know, he had little things. He looked better. He looked more organized. He looked crisper throwing the ball. But the other day against the Eagles, of their arch rival, he didn't look comfortable in the pocket. He wasn't showing his athleticism by rolling right or rolling left. Maybe that is the coach's fault, but, you know, coaches are supposed to put you in position to win. But as Pepper Johnson told us the other day, the player's got to perform, and he is not doing it. The great thing about sports, Charles Wade, is that it's either you're stock up or stock down in sports. Because if you're not producing, that's when time to go.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And hopefully this is about a bounce back week. It's going to be a tough bounce back week because it doesn't get any easier for Danny Jones. But look at what's behind him. Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito. There really aren't any other options but Daniel Jones. You're going to have to stick with him for the rest of the season. But this is an opportunity for him. If they are going to move on and he doesn't do what we expect him to do this year and he doesn't move on, he's putting he's putting his resume on tape, and this is going to determine what he does next season, where he goes next season. So I think it's still not a lost season for Daniel Jones for his own personal benefit, but for the team as a whole, at least the team will get an opportunity to see where he is. And with a 17-game season, although they are 2-5, there is still a lot of football left and a lot of teams that they can make statements on, like this next weekend against the Steelers. They can make a great statement if they can pull out a victory over the mighty Steelers, and that would be a good win for them.
No, you're correct, and I do agree with you, and they do have 10 games left, which is a long time to show people your resume. It's just that he hasn't stepped up like I wanted him to. After 6 years in the NFL, you should be able to know who the hot man is. If somebody's blitzing, you should know where they're coming from all the time, right and left, know which way to bring your offensive line so that you can have the perfect blocking for it. And I just don't think he's calling a good game. He has the option to change plays when he sees them, but I don't see him getting out of that because he's not putting them in a better situation. So from my standpoint, it's just a matter of time. Oh, I got to say this, Charles. I was coming home and a guy said to me that the real circus for the Giants could be if they put in Tommy DeVito and let him start because the crowd would get involved and the momentum would be taken over. And I said, are you crazy? I just want to get your thoughts on that.
There are no other options. Like I said previously, Tommy DeVito is just that, as a side attraction that really brings no added value to the game itself. Obviously, it adds a fan entertainment value because he is a homegrown talent, but he is not ready for prime time. We saw that last year. He is a great story. He's a good story. And like I said, I think he could be a great backup. Look at Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett was a lifetime backup. He probably paid a total of a season in his 12-year football career. A total, and most of those games came when Troy Aikman was hurt for three quarters of the season, right?
Or the game was wide open.
Exactly. So think about that. Jason Garrett only paid 16 games total in his entire 12-year NFL career. Probably 14-year NFL career. He had as many years in the league as he has games played. So that tells you a lot. And Tommy DeVito can be like that too. Yes, and guess what? Given you're getting paid more and more money the longer you're in the league, I wouldn't mind being a Jason Garrett sitting on the bench with a clipboard saying, okay, what's next? How can I help you?
Yeah, but if you had a kid, you would train him to be a quarterback because they don't get beat up in practice. They don't hit very much. The only time they ever get hit is in the game. And sometimes the referee will throw a flag if they think it's too dirty on them. So I think a quarterback and a backup quarterback is the best position to play because the fans always want you. They're chanting for you.
That's right.
Drew Locke played last week, and I'm trying to figure if you were from the moon, would you even notice he was in the game?
No, and it made me have nightmares again, all over again. You know what? I even blanked the quarterback out of my name, out of my head, given he was so bad when he went in there. So I don't remember that. You know the guy's name, but I don't remember his name from Boston College. I know I know where he went to school.
And he went to Miami Dolphins after the Giants.
Yeah, and
he
so
was pathetic.
Yeah,
he was pathetic.
And so
Drew Lock is in that thing? Drew Lock is in that form?
No, he is. Because, you know, I think we got excited over Drew Lock because he beat us last year. But he didn't do it to any other team, right? Mm-hmm. He was Drew Lock for every other team they played that he was in for Geno Smith last year. And so I think it was, one of those mirages that we saw and said we thought we saw something that we liked, but actually is not. But let's move on. What I am upset about, and I think the stock is down, is our defense. And I think this is why I asked Pep who should be looking in the mirror. Should it be the defensive or the players? Should they be looking in the mirror, seeing, are they giving it their all? Are they doing everything that they need to do? Or is it the coaches? Because the play of the defense was very disappointing to me. I know it could get kind of hard when your offense isn't doing anything and you're playing as well as they were playing in the first half, stopping a potent offense from scoring. So it could get tough. And so For me, I think the defense stock is down just because they had a poor performance.
I agree with you, but, you know, the whole team is offense, defense, and special teams. And when the offense goes three downs and out, and then they go in so many times, they only got 3 points and only 7 points the week before. When you're not putting any points in the board, that puts total pressure on the defense. The offense needs some drives to keep Dexter, the guys coming in there fresh, but the offense is not doing that. They didn't have any good possessions against the Eagles. The Eagles came out there and kicked that behind. And I think Danny is something like 6 out of 7 or 5 out of 6 losing to the Eagles, and they got his number. And maybe he's intimidated by them, but he didn't do anything. So I have to say I'm going to kind of be a little bit easy on the defensive coordinator of the Giants because offense is not doing their part.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now this man, stock is going down. And I love Coach Daboll. I think he has the right attitude. He does everything that I believe a coach should do to inspire the team. But ever since he's taken over the play calling duties, you know, he hasn't gotten Daniel Jones to where he needs to be, and that's why he was brought in. Basically, to get Daniel Jones right, to make sure that he was a guy that could lead this team to another Super Bowl. And if you're judging him on that, stock has to go down.
Well, you look at the last 2 weeks. Against the Eagles, he got 3 points. Against the Bengals the week before, he got 7 points. That's 10 points in two weeks. Who can win a game like that? Stock has got to be down for him. He's calling the plays, but maybe it's Danny Jones making him be conservative because he doesn't trust Danny Jones. We talked about him not throwing the ball down the field. Is that because he doesn't trust Danny Jones? If your quarterback is not doing nothing, making plays, you got to figure out something. So I don't want to blame Brian Daboll, but there's no one else that's calling the plays but him.
Yeah, and I think he has to be more creative. He understands the quarterback position. He coached it. I still believe in him. I still think he can figure it out. And like you said, it could be the player itself. But we just talked about it. There is nobody else. There isn't anybody behind him that can make that much of a difference. That's going to change the outlook for the year. Daniel Jones is the guy. He's the guy that's going to. If you're going to turn this thing around, he's the guy that you're going to have to do it with. And so there is no. And I hate to say his name because we're going to talk about the Jets later. There is no Aaron Rodgers coming through that door anytime soon. And God forbid, if he were to come through the door, we may still be seeing just as poor of a play as anything else. So, and we'll talk about that next.
Okay. All right, speaking of the Jets, let's turn to the New York Jets. They lost a tough game the other night to the Steelers, 37, and they didn't put up but 15 points. Steelers never scored that many points. And I don't know what's happening, but this is not going the way that it's scripted. Everybody looks great. I mean, they got a good team because I watch the receivers do better. I watch the running back play well. And for them to come out like they are against a Steelers team who doesn't even score points, bad situation in New York is the Jets and the Giants.
It is. And if you're a Jets fan, you wouldn't even imagine your season turning out to be like this after 7 games. 2-5, same record as the Giants, and everybody knew the Giants were a coin flip away from being good or bad, right? Just because of their talent and just because of the question marks around the quarterback. But there weren't any question marks around the Jets. As long as Aaron Rodgers would remain healthy and the defense did what they were supposed to do, they're supposed to be one of the top teams in the AFC, and they were supposed to be competing for an AFC division championship, if not an AFC conference title. And so that is disappointing if you're a Jets fan.
Yeah, but the positive thing is, again, you got 10 games, more than 10, with 10 games left to play. He just got Adams from the Raiders. He has a chance to get, you know, if you keep practicing, you can get better. If he has the attitude that he's the leader of that team, is going to make him get better. They still got good talent. He does what I think a quarterback should do. He gets rid of the ball quicker. He threw an interception against the Steelers where it bounced off the receiver's hand and the defensive back brought it back. That wasn't Rodgers' fault. And think about it, neither team, the Jets or the Giants, have no room for error. The Jets, if they're going to get back in this, they got to win and put a streak together because it doesn't look good right now.
Yeah, and it didn't help that he threw an interception before the half that led to another touchdown. So when you look at that, that was Aaron Rodgers' fault all the way.
Yep.
He's looking like he's his age now. Before, you know, a couple of games prior, we were questioning, did he drink from the fountain of youth? He was looking spry. He was moving around. And now he's looking his age. He's not very mobile. He may be taking a lot more hits than he would like, and maybe that those hits are actually taking a toll on his body. He is 40-something years old and playing football, and at that age, your body can't take too much of that pounding.
Well, they played, I think, three games in like 11 days in the beginning because everybody wanted to see him. He's on Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and he has taken a whooping. And it depends on how he takes care of himself from now on in. Is he going to come back to the Aaron Rodgers that we need? But stock is down right now because they're just not having the luck that you need or the court. Everybody's not on the same page at the same time for the Jets, and that's why they're 2-5.
Yeah, I totally agree. And hopefully this week, as we get into our picks, hopefully this week they can turn things around. They do have a chance to turn things around. Your thoughts on that last week's NFL season. Any teams that surprised you? Kansas City is still undefeated. How did you like Russell Wilson replacing Justin Fields as the quarterback? Do you think that'll last? And the reason behind Mike Tomlin switching?
Well, I think that he wanted to give his offense a chance to put some points on the board. He's the one watching the film and probably seeing wide receivers wide open that Justin did not get. So that's why I saw that Wilson was able to hit some of those passes. They scored 37 points, was a lot of points, so you got to give him another chance. If this is true and comes to fruition, Charles Wade, the Steelers are going to be tough to beat because they already have a good defense. And I think also the Minnesota Vikings, they lost for the first time last week. And they lost to the Lions in a close game. And that's going to come down to the wire. I think that's the NFC North. That's going to come down to the wire. Yeah. So we're going to have to see how that all comes in. But again, we're coming up to the halfway point of the NFL season in a couple weeks, and that's when the tale of who's for real is going to come to the light for everybody.
Absolutely. And as we talk about the upcoming week season, and you're still kicking my butt a little bit. I hurt myself. But still going. I lost three games, but I knew I shouldn't have picked. I picked the Jets, and I should have picked the Steelers. You know I love Mike Tomlin. I love his team. And I picked my Giants because I went with my heart instead of my brain again. So those were the five of the two games that you beat me on. And so, but that's going to change this week. I always say I'm not going to be picking with my heart and go with my brain. So this week, hopefully, I can go with my brain, and I am going to go with my brain instead of my heart. And my heart is telling me to pick the Giants, but I'm going to tell you, wait to see who I pick, because my heart is supposed to say the Giants. But when we get to that, I'm going to tell you who I'm going to pick. That's okay. A teaser for you. But first game is Vikings and the Rams. Vikings coming off a tough loss last week against the Lions. They're thinking about revenge. I think the Vikings will win that game.
I'm going with you and the Vikings also. I think they're going to think revenge also.
And this is why I think the Jets are going to bounce back. They're playing against a Patriots team. We talked to Pepper Johnson. He told us that they're not ready yet for prime time. It may take Jared Mayo a year to get this team where he needs to be. So I'm definitely picking the Jets after the conversation with Pepper.
I'm going with the Jets also because it's a must-win for them.
Now, Eagles versus the Bengals. This is part heart, part I just don't like the Eagles. And the Bengals had a good win last week, albeit it was an ugly win, but what they won. I'm going with the Bengals.
That's a tough one because the Bengals have won three in a row, and the Eagles had a week off and came back and put up some points against the Giants. I'm going to go with the Eagles only because you hate them, and you're going with the Bengals. I'm going with the Eagles. Okay, I got that straight now. Okay.
Packers versus Jaguars. I would love to see the Jaguars win this game. They did. They did put a beating when they went over to London last week.
Yep.
But I just don't. I don't trust the Jaguars anymore. Even though they're home, I don't trust them anymore. They are in Florida. It's warm. Packers are in Green Bay, practicing in cold weather. It's tough
when you're practicing in the cold weather and you got to come to the heat, you're not ready for that, right? Especially if it's humid and hot. But I'm going to go with the Packers. I just don't see the Jaguars pulling this out.
I agree with you. I'm going with the Packers also because I think Packers are playing well. They're going to be one of the top teams coming down the stretch.
Titans, Lions. Titans had a good win last week. I'm still going with the Lions.
Is it Titans? Oh, yeah, Titans, Lions. You're going with the Lions? I'm going with the Lions also.
Yeah. Then we got Falcons, Buccaneers. When you look at the Falcons, that's one of the games I won last week because you picked the Falcons. I'm going with the Buccaneers. You know, I'm riding the Baker Mayfield show.
I'm gonna go with the Titans. I'm gonna go with the Falcons. BT the Falcons, CW the Bucks, because I think the Falcons are playing some inspired ball.
Okay. Cardinals, Dolphins. Dolphins almost won that game last week, but until they get a quarterback, they are not going to win. I'm going with the Cardinals.
But I heard Tua could come back this week.
Right.
And so I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. BT's going with the Dolphins. You're going with the Cardinals, okay? Yeah.
Ravens, right. Browns. They finally got rid of Deshaun Jackson. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be saying that. I can't be the man up while he's down, right?
But he's getting paid while he's down.
He tore his Achilles. It would have been a battle of the two quarterbacks I least like in the NFL, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. But this is Ravens versus Browns. I think Ravens going to whoop their behinds.
I agree, but the only thing that scares me is that Brown's going to bring in a new quarterback and he's going to do something because he's got to be some good teammates. But I'm going to go with you on the Ravens also on that.
All right, Colts, Texans. You know, I think this is a chance for us, everybody, to see the rookie Richardson really play. I still don't think he's ready for prime time yet. I think he's still better than Bryce Young as a quarterback, but I still don't think he's in the same category as a C.J. Stroud just yet. I think he still needs a couple more years, especially after he missed half the season with an injury last year. So I'm going with the Texans.
I'm going to go with the Texans also because I think that they're getting better every week and they're one of the top teams in the AFC.
Saints, Chargers, a lot. I mean, we're taping this at the same time as the game was going on against Arizona and the L.A. Chargers. Saints are struggling right now. They can't win a game. I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers also. Saints lost their quarterback. And I think if you don't have a quarterback, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Bills, Seahawks. Seahawks have been on a roll. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. They're in Seattle. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Bills. BT's going with the Bills. CW's going with the Seahawks.
Bears, Commanders. You know, you got it. The backup quarterback for the Commanders, Murrieta, who was drafted by the Titans, he came in and played well for them.
Yes, he did.
Put up a lot of points. I love Caleb Williams. I love what the Bears are doing. But this is a tough one. This will prove a lot to me if the Bears are ready. My brain says go with the Commanders, but I'm going to go with the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Commanders because I like Mariota, whatever his name is, I like him. And you're going with the Bears.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Panthers, Broncos, I'm going with the Broncos.
I'm going to go with the Broncos also on that.
Chiefs, Raiders, no, I'm going with my brain. I'm going with the Chiefs. Raiders aren't ready for prime time yet.
You don't think the Raiders are ready for prime time yet? Okay, I agree with you on that. Okay.
Cowboys versus the 49ers. Cowboys is a team in total disarray right now. But the 49ers aren't too far behind. I think they're struggling at every position. A lot of people are hurt on that team right now. They are playing in San Francisco. I'm going to try to go with the 49ers.
See, I hate to go to Cowboys because I don't like them at all. They got people hurt also. And the only way I can make a competition is to go with the Cowboys against the 49ers. And I hate to do this, but I'm going with the Cowboys, BT, and you're going with the 49ers.
Last game, Giants-Steelers. Remember I told you, not going with my heart, I'm going with my brain. I'm acting like I'm putting money on it because I got to come back. I'm going with the Steelers in this game.
I'm going with the Steelers also. So
you got to go with the Giants, man. Okay.
If you're going to go down, I got to go down. <That's right. laughs> Okay. You're going with the Cardinals. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Yep.
You're going with the Bengals. I'm going with the Eagles. You're going with the Bucks. I'm going with the Falcons. You're going with the Seahawks. I'm going with the Bills. You're going with the Commanders. Wait a minute. You're going with the Bears. I'm going with the Commanders, right? Is that right,
yeah.
Charles?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going with the Cowboys. You're going with the 49ers. And I'm going with the Giants. You're going with the Steelers. So we have to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 games, okay?
That's right.
So it's going to be a score on that. And ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for today. I got to thank Pepper Johnson for being our guest. And each and every week, we're going to try to have a guest for you and just try to get you on inside football for the Giants and the Jets. Got to thank Charles Way for putting up the great stuff that he puts up to make us sound like we know what we're talking about. But for Charles Way, ladies and gentlemen, I am Billy Taylor, the BT Express. We call it the Expressway with Charles Show Me the Way and Billy Taylor, the BT Express. Have a nice evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And go Giants.
This is Alumni Media.